However, I do not harass people. I am more interested in their art and their work. Then I draw comparisons between these buildings. The houses of today in the human kingdom and the buildings of this other world. Of course, I immediately made the statement, in the kingdom of heaven, time does not matter. But in the human kingdom, time means gold, everything depends on time. If you are the first for a house today, when you break ground, the house has to be ready the next week, so to speak, because time is money for them. And when we look at these houses today, oh, the people, they try to adapt them to some extent to the surroundings. Maybe they align them with the landscape and so on, but that is all, so to speak. They are attuned to convenience and everything that happens quickly. And if you just look at the outside of a house in the kingdom of heaven, you have to notice how carefully everything was done, how wonderful, how precise. And that in the kingdom of heaven art still counts for something, while in the kingdom of earth, if you have time, you only dedicate yourself to a little bit of art, because the other thing comes first. My mother, who always accompanied me, explains to me again, you shouldn't TMT think about things like that. You now have to deal with heavenly things. Don't always think about these things. And I replied to her, I can't, because it must be understandable to you, mother, if you have not said goodbye to the earthly realm for so long, you are simply not capable of acting and thinking heavenly, but you just think and act earthly, deals with it. And now that is where my thinking goes. I do not want to be particularly curious, but it should serve to enrich myself. I want to know why everything can be found here. I have also experienced and seen things in the earthly realm and what I have dealt with. Well, I was allowed to indulge in these thoughts and found clarification here and there. That is how I look at these large people's houses and look for the image in my city, because it is also there in a different form. I have seen something similar, I would like to emphasize, something similar, because it is much more enormous, much more powerful. However, everything was built much more carefully than in the human kingdom. My mother had a special request that if I was unable to think otherwise, I should concern myself with this heavenly matter. She explained to me, if you have certain skills and are able to create a house, you can do it just like in the earthly realm. You may first have to get permission and present the plans to the angelic world for inspection, make it known to them that you would like to build such a house or an entire settlement. I thought to myself, yes, why not? And imagined, I will stay in this city for all eternity. Why can't I build a whole settlement? That would be wonderful for me because I would have so many inspirations and could combine one thing with the other. I thought of creating a new style. Okay, my mother said, start drawing a plan. But before you think about a whole settlement, start by drawing just one house. I did so because I had not been asked to do anything else. So I was allowed to move freely in this big city and I saw many wonderful things. I noted that. I drew a house and put together something from the different eras, which, at least to my eyes, created a harmonious picture. But I was immediately told, you can't TMT just build a house wherever you want. For this you need the permission of the higher angelic world. Because anyone could come and say, hey, I want to build a house the way I think of it and the way I like it. ATM that would create endless chaos. I had to get used to the exact order, and I prepared to present the plan. The higher angels came to me and they were interested and pleased that I was dealing with such things right from the start. However, they had quite a few things to criticize about the plan I had drawn. One explained to me that this shape did not look good, that it was inharmonious, that it was not possible like that, and so on. I slowly began to understand, and then quickly had other inspirations again. The angels quickly drew a house for me and explained to me roughly what it should be like. I can now let my imagination run wild and decorate it, but it has to stay roughly in this form. Okay, so I started again, and this time I visited the others in the settlements, because there was a lot of activity everywhere. I inquired about those who had skills and understanding in this regard, and I succeeded. I then had a nice group of like-minded people together and we set about such work together. We had recorded the floor plans and the conditions that were given to me and continued to build on them, made our drawings and presented them again. People were very happy with it and said that it could not be rejected, it was very good. They asked that I hand over this drawn house, or rather we had drawn several, to the angelic world. I was a bit disappointed because they did not give me the plans back and explained that I had to get back to work and create new things again, but that they wanted to stick to the plans for later times. I should now try to draw something else, start again, but do it alone. With the help of the other brothers I had received certain inspiration and could now carry out my own work. I was actually proud that people believed I could do it myself. I went back to work and called my mother for help again and told her, "It's really not that easy here." Then my mother explained to me, "You know, art is cultivated here. You have to give up the utmost that lies within you and make great efforts. So you will definitely be able to create something. Even if the other one has been put aside, it will certainly find a use somewhere." The mother thought she knew that what we had drawn would not fit in this city, but that it would definitely be built in some other city. I did not really know if she meant me with that, just wanted to cheer up. So I set out to create something new and even better. Then she said to me, "You see, art knows no time. Art is love. Whether it is cared for in the afterlife or in this world, the condition are the same. What is artfully created is everlasting. There is a touch of immortality in Godatm's creation." Now I knew that I had to do my utmost to help, and so I went about it. I drew a house and several more. I had a whole settlement together and a wonderful prayer hall. I was in contact with my siblings and we each went to these halls together. There we prayed, we sang, we praised and praised God. The joint briefing also took place there. The higher beings of heaven gave us instructions. They gave explanations of what was happening in the earthly realm as well as what was happening in the afterlife, from the lower levels to this city where I lived, of their activity itself and of their efforts and how they motivate individuals. So, in that sense, I had to create a very beautiful and wonderful settlement with a prayer or worship hall. No matter how long I worked on it, there was no time left for me. I stopped thinking in earthly terms and then really give myself completely to this creative work. I visited the vastness of the cities and looked at the individual buildings in great detail. I had connected what I particularly liked, put it together into a whole and drawn up the plan for it. It took a long time. How long, I cannot say. On my mother's instructions, I then presented the plans to my older siblings. They took it and told me they would let me know about it, and they kept me waiting. They just left with my plans, and then I went here and there to these settlements and started getting interested in creating from there. I thought to myself, they will probably come back and explain to me whether my work is good. If not, then I would start again. I now had an idea of what is required of art in the kingdom of heaven. I did not know how long it took until I was called. I no longer knew time. But I experienced it. We went together to the temple hall that belongs to the settlement where I live. It is suggested that the main thing to do in order to praise is to go to the hall of your settlement. And you will also be informed when you are free to go to halls in other settlements. Because every hall, every settlement is completely different and worthy of admiration in its own right. So I went to my hall with my mother, unsuspecting, and here they were all there as usual, supporting us in the praise, singing and cheering with us, giving us explanations and telling stories. Then, when all this was over, I would almost say that the personal concerns of the brother and sister who had achieved something special came up and corresponding explanations were given. These services are discussed here. Others are asked to support this brother or sister in their achievements in the community or to participate in their new work. So I was astonished when I was called in and given the plans and explained that the new settlement had been approved and that it could be built at a certain distance from this city. I was delighted about that. Well, I have changed my thinking a bit. I was very interested and learned a lot, for example how it is possible to build a house. They then provided me with appropriate siblings and explained, you see, everyone who supports you is an artist in his or her own way. They will help you with this new settlement. I was pleased, and so were my siblings, that we were able to participate in the expansion and beautification of this city, that we were able to create a new settlement and that only a few changes were necessary, so to speak, which my older siblings had made for me. I fully agreed to this and even asked if someone from higher ups could give me further inspiration, I would be grateful. But they let me do what they wanted, and so I was allowed to start building this new settlement with my siblings. It was also explained to me that so many were already ready and destined to move into these houses. So I am working on this new settlement with my spiritual brothers and sisters and I keep getting visits from higher, ranking builders who want to do something here and there, contribute to improvement. I am happy to be able to do this work, and my mother is even happier. She says, you see, David, through your will and through your diligent work you have been given the opportunity to give many, many beings a beautiful house. They will arrive here and contact you. You will be introduced to them as the builder of this settlement. Yes, and I am still working on this. I cannot say how long it will take until this settlement is finished, because for me there is no time like there is for you humans. I feel sorry for them because they are in such a hurry. They pass by in the most beautiful way and have no love, no time. It is a shame about that. But it has to be that way, because that is earthly, earthly action, switching and governing according to earthly laws. I hope that people do not forget what happens after they die and that they try to change their thoughts to the heavenly and the earthly realm so that it does not find it as difficult for them as it did for me at the beginning. It was not easy for me to move from my earthly thinking to heavenly thinking. But I had a goal that I wanted to achieve and I was allowed to do that. If I am allowed to say this to my friends, I would like to make it clear, think of the imperishable art and values that humanity has, of which my mother said, this is a touch of immortality in creation of God. So I tried to tell you something about it. Many questions must have arisen in your mind. But it is not my responsibility to answer them. I just want to tell you one thing, back to earth. No, I do not want that. Staying there, in the kingdom of heaven, and being a builder is much nicer. We have no trouble about money and bread. However, you also have to search, the materials you need for building, for example, are not always immediately available. But it is not associated with a life by the sweat of the brow as is the case with humans. The building in the kingdom of heaven is easy. It is something beautiful because you're not just doing it for yourself. You know that you also have your part in this kingdom of heaven and are interested in all the beauty. And that is what it is all about. I only want to create beautiful things in the kingdom of heaven to please my brothers and sisters who come to me. It is my job to bring joy to others with my work. And people can do the same in their own kingdom. Even if they are not able to bring joy to others in their daily work, they still have enough time, in addition to their duties, to do this, be it with the words they speak or with their feelings. Cultivating love is an art. She is too, a touch of immortality in Goda TMS creation, cares for her. Well, I return to my siblings and turn to my work. Who knows, maybe I will be allowed to tell you something again about how far I have come. Maybe I will receive a message that a brother or sister of yours is registered in my settlement. That would make me happy. Who knows, we hope. God bless you. God bless you. End of audio recording. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Geist Eichwalter. Joseph, dear friends, we have given you the opportunity to once again hear a special kind of spirit who told you about his work. You can see from this that a being who has lived well and righteously is allowed to do wonderful work in the kingdom of heaven. It is as it has always been explained to you, in such a case, the abilities of the individual find their further development in the kingdom of heaven. Well, I imagine that various questions have arisen in your mind, and I am happy to answer them as best I can. Was this soul allowed to have a period of rest and sleep after its passage into the spiritual world? Joseph, of course, that too. You know, dear friends, these are events that are not always highlighted. This wonderful sleep, which sometimes lasts shorter, sometimes longer, is granted to every good soul. Dear Joseph, is it possible for you to explain to us the material from which heavenly buildings are made? Joseph, I think it is difficult for me to make this clear and understandable to you. You were told that the material also needed to be collected. This is what I meant, as I was already able to teach you, that a huge stream of God's power flows through all spheres in which all building blocks or basic materials are present. The composition of these must be chosen accordingly in order to get what you need. Instead of your solid material, there is in the spiritual realms, everything is light and subtle. I cannot describe it to you in more detail. But you must imagine that the materials of a heavenly dwelling, a house, consist of threads or rays of light. In order for it to last, the specific colors of those light threads must be used for all individual parts. So this has to be understood, and it does not work the way uncalled spirits sometimes try, and then it does not last and dissolves again. Everything must be put together according to spiritual laws, otherwise it will not have the necessary strength or stability. Was David allowed to begin such an important and beautiful work so soon after his entry into God's world? Joseph, a certain amount of time has already passed, which he neglected to specifically mention. Since he had already been involved in building houses as a human being, he continued to feel drawn to his favorite activity and was only interested in it, so to speak. And since he was a good person, he was lucky enough to enter a sphere where he found these beautiful, diverse settlements. But you do not have to imagine all heavenly cities like that. This spirit only spoke about his city, what he had experienced and seen. There are also huge gardens between the settlements, entities from other parts of the city can meet there. You do not have to imagine a city like this as densely populated like yours, where house after house is lined up. In the kingdom of heaven everything is much more extensive, there is much more space. In such a city, all residents are at the same level of development, but not everyone has the same intelligence. Care is taken to ensure that they feel that they harmonize together and are therefore able to support each other in their actions. They have their, he called them prayer halls or worship halls. I would like to add to this, these are halls where the beings of God's angels are taught the plan of salvation and order, and it goes without saying that they sing to the glory of God and that God is honored and praised. The meetings take place mainly in these halls, and only in special cases do the angels of God go to another house. So everyone in whom the angels of God are particularly interested are called together and led into these temple halls. Here their activities are also discussed, as you were told, and the individuals are encouraged. It is agreed and discussed what new things could be created for their further spiritual advancement. When such a spirit is reincarnated, it then, if there are no serious burdens, transfers its knowledge and skills into the earthly realm if possible. It is often allowed that one can continually improve one's abilities even through different lifetimes. But you do not have to imagine that progress only exists in your world, but that it also occurs on the same level in the spiritual world, where the same interests exist. This also applies to technology. For example, everything on earth is adapted to the material world. Certainly the interests of the mother soul and her son diverged, but in terms of development they are, so to speak, at the same spiritual level, and that is why they were allowed to do this together, stay in the city. Well, the mother soul was definitely not interested in building houses, a female is better suited to other tasks. As a result of his great contributions to human life, he was allowed to enter this beautiful sphere and pursue his favorite pastime. But he also had various things to make up for. He also had to go through purification. He did not talk about that, just about his interesting work, which he was completely absorbed by. You can see from this that such a spirit likes to express what is close to it. Although someone has been in the spirit realm for several decades, like this spirit, his knowledge is only limited to his activity as long as he concentrates on it. But since he is able to do valuable work and gets along with the other beings with whom he works and there is no reason for any complaints, he is allowed to do this work. Because the higher spiritual beings know exactly who they have to lead where. It does happen that a ghost is removed from its surroundings because it causes trouble. But he is not banished from the sphere, he remains there. But it is so big and offers so many opportunities to bring him to his senses in a quiet place. To a further question as to the extent to which this artistic creation could perhaps be attributed to the inspiration of higher spiritual beings, A. Joseph replied, he had this talent in human life, and it remained with him in the spiritual realm. Here he was able to encounter again what he had learned and known in human life, what he had promoted and nurtured. Only in this city he was confronted with spiritual forms. Now, this valuable and beautiful thing that a being sees awakens ideas within itself and causes it to create further. This is nothing other than a confluence of these wonderful spiritual forces that support these beings to achieve such great achievements. It is the wonderful gifts of God that enable individuals to create artistic creations. It has to come from Him, come yourself. There are spheres in these high heavenly realms where the angels of God compete with one another in the arts. The highest demands are placed on them and their achievements, as with humans, are repeatedly subjected to criticism so that they continue to achieve higher and more brilliant achievements. But this is where they differ from people who only seek to be celebrated and recognized. In the kingdom of heaven one works only for God and the enrichment of the beauties of the kingdom of heaven. You do not do it out of personal ambition, but for the glory of God and the joy of all brothers and sisters who complement each other in this work. You should not believe that everything remains in these higher heavens forever, as it was once created. That would be boring. There is always a joyful tension when these higher beings go about their creative work. There is a joyful curiosity about what new things will be created. And all siblings always enjoyed the new beauties that make the kingdom of heaven so diverse and interesting. There are always new surprises coming up that bring great joy. You cannot even imagine it. When asked again about the spiritual brothers and sisters of this settlement, Joseph replied, "You should not imagine that, as I have already explained, because they live in the same settlement, they would all be equally intelligent. What is crucial is that they harmonize together and are spiritually equal so that they can support each other. Intelligence does not play a dominant role here. It is certainly encouraged, but God's creation also includes good beings who are not capable of grasping higher things and who are happier with simpler work. It has to be like this. You should not think that they are disadvantaged because of this. They clearly recognize that not everyone can be in a leadership position and that they are not capable of doing so. But what applies to everyone in the kingdom of God is the appreciation of personality. So even those who do less work enjoy this appreciation. Many people have no preference for extraordinary achievements because they simply feel a certain weakness that prevents them from achieving them. Because anyone who stands at an advanced post in the kingdom of heaven must be a conscientious, precise expert. So other minds will never come forward and say, I can do that too. They are all carefully tested for their abilities. And no one is assigned to such a community and sphere in which feelings of envy could become noticeable. If I understand correctly, a new style has been created here. Can it be assumed that this also applies in the earthly realm? Joseph, that something similar arises in the earthly realm over time, yes. This means that the spirits involved in the afterlife will be so imbued with it that they will bring the new thing into the earthly world when they are reborn. However, it may still take a few hundred years until what is in the process of being created is carried into the earthly realm. Experience report of the ascending spiritual being David and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Court in Caldon Stress, the Rec template, tape recording and first publication in the magazine Geistige Welter. Next headline, September 2, 1959, Stasia, assessment of today's times, from the perspective of a former midwife. People's mistakes and vices are judged according to their level of development. Control spirit. God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, a spirit will speak here again for the first time, and it will happen in its natural way, to give you proof of how the spirits initially behave in the world beyond, what they feel like and at the same time how we have to teach them. If you listen carefully, you can glean a lot from it. If this spirit perhaps speaks to you in a somewhat humorous way, I would like to emphasize again, try despite what is said, T will preserve the consecration and dignity of this hour. We are ready and standing, and we will ensure that everything takes its proper course, as we have ordered and wished. So we hope that the teachings of this hour will give you new insight into what is happening in the spiritual world and that it will serve to inform you. So may God's blessing be upon you all. God bless you. Stasia. God bless you. My name is Stasia. My name is no longer Stasia, but Ilnora, but I will tell you about my life as Ecstasy, that is what they called me. My siblings who are above me had given me the order to tell about my previous life and to express my opinion about the current conditions of people. Of course it is not the first time I have made my way to Earth, but I have not had the opportunity to talk like this before. Here they paved the way for this and made it possible for it to happen. Over time, I have always been interested in progress, everywhere, about everything, and I see how nice people have it today, in contrast to the time where I lived. It was immediately explained to me that I should not be of the opinion that these lights that burn here and the beauty that is here were provided for my honor. No, I should not believe that. Let no candles be lit to honor the spirit who speaks, but let the lights shine to honor him in whose name the people are gathered. So they wanted to make sure that I did not get a special opinion of myself and think, oh, they decorated everything like that for my honor and lit the candles and... No. So I know, it was not done in my honor, but the candles light up in honor of the one in whose name you are together. Yes, I admire the beauty, and I am amazed at how people have it today, when I think back to my job, how you had to work there and did not get any wages, so to speak. Yes, no wages. I had probably also done my job to the best of my ability. I was a child helper, midwife, I was the Gstasi. I had learned my craft or task from my mother. I had not attended any schools, that did not exist. As a child worker, I had the opportunity to meet many people. In fact, in my time there were only poor people, so to speak. Very poor people. Oh, some of them had maybe a few more critters and then they were already rich. And the houses, if you can talk about houses compared to today, were just stables. People did not have beds like they do today, they slept on straw and leaves, and, alas, there was no mention of this beautiful white material that people lie on today. It looked different in my time, but people also lived and were content, in contrast to today, when we see how often people have to have everything and are dissatisfied and unhappy because they do not have this or that and because they do not like that get as much vacation as you wish. In my time there were no holidays. You were happy when your stomach was full, and you were still satisfied. But now I would like to tell you something about my tasks and my life. I said that I had the opportunity to look everywhere and that I only had to deal with poor people, so to speak. I always had to appear when the time came again and a mother was due to give birth to her child. I then had to gather everything possible beforehand so that I could at least put the child somewhere. And the mothers, they hardly had anything to eat. You had turnip porridge, which was common back then. But the people always knew, when the Gstasi comes, they always bring something good with them for the mothers. But where did I get it from?